use your devices to survive holiday travel.
And I'm going to show you how a to-do list can change your life.
And I have a text adventure game that is a life simulator that will teach you all about your poor life choices.
Oh boy. It's time for iOS Today.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
iOS Today is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage from Quicken Loans, introducing Rate Shield Approval. If you're in the market to buy a home, Rate Shield Approval locks up your rate for up to 90 days while you shop. It's a real game changer. Learn more and get started at rocketmortgage.com/iOS today. And by Slide Belts by Brig Taylor. High quality, comfortable ratchet belts that are easy to adjust. If you want a better belt, go to slidebelts.com/twit and use a code TWIT for 20% off. And by privacy.com. Stop using the same card number everywhere. Use Privacy virtual cards and get a $5 credit off your first purchase. Learn more and sign up in under a minute with your debit or checking account at privacy.com/iOS. iOS today time. The musical. Welcome to iOS Today. I'm Leo Laporte.
I'm Megan Maroney.
Hello, Maroney. You look great.
Thank you. You look great, too.
Thank you. Nice we are clashing, though.
We are apparently. A little bit. We should talk about what we're
She's colorful.
For.
Mm-hmm. She's wearing a beautiful, colorful Tory Burch dress.
Mm-hmm.
I am monochromatic. I'm wearing a... Leo's wearing a Scotty Vest mm-hmm. travel mm-hmm. blazer mm-hmm. over a plain white L.L. Bean shirt with suspenders from... the tie company.
Hmm.
But the suspenders add a shot of color.
Mm-hmm.
Not much. But a little tiny bit of color. Anyway, that's for people listening at home. That's the descriptive audio version of mm-hmm. iOS Today.
So today we're going to tell you how to survive holiday travel with your devices.
What a nightmare Apple holiday travel is. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. this, you know, I thought that Thanksgiving would be the most traveled period, holiday period.
It's not.
I think Johnny Jett told me it wasn't. It's number two, but I forgot what number one was.
Christmas?
The holidays are tough anyway. Yeah. Everybody seems to be going somewhere. Over yeah. the river, through the woods, mm-hmm. to grandmother's house mm-hmm. we go on a giant jet airplane. And it's a nightmare. If you can stay home, do.
Right.
But on the other hand, if you're traveling right after Thanksgiving, the prices are incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Because airline travel just drops off.
Yeah, there's so many tricks. I feel like I always hear about the tricks, but when I really plan travel, I don't.
Johnny Jett comes on. You should listen to the Tech Guy show. It's a good radio show.
Yeah.
He comes on every Saturday and gives us travel tips. And in last Saturday, he told us that, what was it, the round trip to Australia from San Francisco is like $600.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. 300? Maybe it was $300. It was really cheap. A tour at Bora Bora from... But it was like you had to go to Indianapolis first and then to Bora Bora.
Oh, yeah. He has that trick where like you get a...
Don't do that trick.
Okay.
Trick is you get... It's the open route trick.
You fly somewhere, but you're really going to the
intermediate stop.
Right.
So you get off the plane at the first stop instead of your intended, you know, your ticketed destination. But what happens when the airline sees you doing that is... You know, they could take away your points. They could do all sorts of stuff.
Like
they don't
it
like
when
it.
You do that, which is weird.
I don't know why. You're paying for the whole trip.
Get off wherever you want.
Yeah, right. What do they care if that seat's empty if they've got somebody paying for it? I've never understood that. It seems a little churlish.
Because you have to pay a lot more to go to that city.
I guess that's their point of view is if you bought the full ticket.
Yeah, you'd pay more.
But that makes no sense either because they're going there anyway.
Right.
Right? So it's like if you buy a ticket to New York and you stop in Chicago and you get off in Chicago because it's cheaper than buying a ticket to Chicago, it seems to me that they shouldn't be cheaper to go to Chicago than New York. But I don't understand anyway the business of airlines.
I don't either. So the first rule of travel is you will always forget something. And yes. That said, I forgot something and I'll be right back.
Welcome to iOS Today. I'm Leo, and I'm going to talk about what we talk about on the show every week, which is iPads, iPhones, Apple Watches, and Apple TVs. I actually bought another Apple TV because I didn't have, well, for one thing, and I'm curious if you have this experience, and since there's no one for me to talk to, I'm talking to you at home. For some reason, my Apple TV seemed to wear out. I think their heat, they get very hot. The new little ones, the little hockey puck size ones, they get very hot. And I think over time, the heat degrades the TVs and something goes wrong. I mean, they're not getting moved. They're sitting there the whole time, but they start flickering and blinking and stuff. And I feel like there's something wrong with the Apple TV, and it just wears out. So mine was doing that anyway, but then I also got a new 4K TV in the living room, and it really does make a difference. You need the 4K Apple TV, so I had to buy another Apple TV. They lied to me, though. You know, I paid, and this is maybe a tip. If you buy it from Apple, you can pay an extra, in my case, I think it was $8, to get it tomorrow instead of Monday. I paid the $8 on Thursday. I have not received it yet. So I want my $8 back, Apple.
Mm. I'm back.
What did you get?
I forgot my charger that I wanted to show off. Which
So you nailed it. Whenever you're going somewhere, there will be one thing, and it's often the extra charger.
Yeah, do not forget your chargers.
This is a wireless one.
Yes. So this is from MyCharge. I love this little device. It's a Qi charger. It's only $30, which mm-hmm. is pretty great.
I like that.
I can show you it. I've got it right here, and I can place my device on there. Did you see how easily? Usually you have to like move
there's
it
no
around.
Plug-in. And then what they should offer is like a bungee cord, so you could bungee cord it to the back of your phone.
You could, yeah, because you can. It's hard to just sort of keep this in your purse or something. Yeah. Charging, you kind of have to put it on the table. But you can charge two other devices here.
So
you
could
charge. Yeah, you could use
USB
a cord.
Two USB Type A mm-hmm. out, and I wish they didn't do that, but it looks like a micro USB.
Well, that's how
in.
You charge it. Yeah,
I know they still do that, and then really everything should be Type C now. Can we send out that memo?
Why don't they do? Is it more expensive to do it that
way? No, it's just they probably designed those before Type C was ubiquitous.
Maybe it's pretty new, but I like it because. You know, it's wireless. That's nice because you don't have, like, if you're sitting at a table and, you know, or sitting in your airplane seat, you don't have to worry about all the wires and everything. So,
yeah.
And you can also charge your iPad at the same time.
I do like that. And it's attractive and it's cheap.
Yeah.
And how much battery juice?
Oh, that's a good idea.
We should always talk about that when can I tell you a handy fanny tip?
Mm-hmm.
Double tap the space bar. Didn't I tell you that last week?
You did tell me that last week. Okay. It's, 3,000 milliamp hours. Is 3,000.
Well, that's pathetic.
5 watts of power?
3,000 is pathetic.
What do you want on a charger?
So first of all, we should mention 5 watts isn't too bad. I don't think that's quick charging. I don't think it's quick charging juice. And 3 is literally less than's in your iPhone.
What do you mean?
It's less than is you have more than 3,000 milliamp hours in your iPhone. I think it's 3,400. So you couldn't even fully charge an iPhone from that one thing. That can't be right.
Well, then are you sure? Did I write what? Pull that
capacity,
page out.
Capacity 37 watt hours. Oh yeah, you were wrong.
I was three. Yeah. It's not 3,000 milli. What's 3,000 milliamp hours?
It will actually do out of the USB-A. It will do 11 watts. Out of the USB, out of the wireless, it will do 10 watts, which is both. Is that right? 10 or is there a point there? There might be a point. No, it looks like 10.
I can't read
it. So that's very good. That's quick charging.
Okay.
And 37 watt hours. How many kilo? Yeah, see, that looks like, is it just say 3,000 milliamp hours? It says it right there. Golly, that seems really bad.
But you're saying it's not that?
Well, I'd have to do the... Those are not the specs of this device, is it? Maybe it is.
Is that
USB
the link
port?
That...
Huh. It says 3K, which kind of implies 3,000 milliamp hours.
Yeah, and it says battery capacity 3,000 milliamp hours. Does that mean what it can hold? I mean, is what it can hold what it puts out as well? Is that the same?
It says 37 watt hours here, which is more, but it doesn't. It's fine. It's still not. It's not huge. I think maybe it's limited by wireless. I don't know.
So what the wireless can do...
Here's the disadvantage. Usually on a battery that size, you'd get more like 10,000 or 11,000 milliamp hours.
For $30?
Not probably for $30. I think obviously because it's got Qi charging, it's some of that size is used by the Qi. Mm-hmm. So It's a smaller battery than the phone. But
in an emergency.
Unless it's 37 watt hours, then it's about the same battery as the phone. The specs don't.
It's gotten me what I need. But I think my battery is pretty good in this brand new phone.
Right.
So maybe if you don't have a brand new phone, it might not be the right choice. I also found
Well, you wouldn't have Qi charging anyway, right? Well, I guess you would for the iPhone 10 or later.
8.
Did they have wireless in 8?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah. So, I mean, that's new enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one on the web has one USB port, but these have two, so...
Ah, a mystery solved. The one on the web is not what you have. You have a 3,700 milliamp hours, which is not huge, but it's okay. At least as much as your phone.
Okay, so it's at least as much as my phone.
You know, there's a new thing. I'm really excited. It's not wireless, and in fact, plugs into the wall, but Anker is starting to sell... A golf ball-sized plug-in thing that will charge your iPad. It has enough. Let me see if I can find
it's the shape like a golf ball.
Well, no, but it's the size of it. It's about it. They're using. We did an interview a couple of months ago with a guy from a company that does gallium arsenide technology, which is a newer technology that really can change. The speed of charging, but also can reduce the size of charging. And I'm going to look for gallium arsenide products in the future, but Anker's doing one of the very first. There it is. Look at the size of that. Small.
Oh, it's adorable.
Yet mighty. The PowerPort Atom. It's faster and smaller for the capacity, for the wattage. And so it's a quick charge. So this is using gallium arsenide. So,
I do like the size of that one.
Isn't that great? As soon as they start selling that, which I don't think they're doing yet, I'm stocking up. See, you could... So, and the reason I mention this, that thing on the right is your 29-watt iPad charger, the one we recommend people go out, the Type-C iPad charger you go out and buy. It doesn't come with the iPad. Mm-hmm. They ship a 17-watt. But that thing, the Anker PowerPort Atom PD1... Is it 29 or more? But it's a lot of wattage in a very small package. And I think I'll replace all of my iPad chargers with that.
How much does it cost?
No one knows.
$900.
Not available yet. I'm hoping, Anker's a great company. I don't think they'll charge $100 for it. They might charge a premium. It might be $40 or $50. But what's the Apple 29-watt charger? It's pretty expensive, too.
What I would say is put Anker in all of your Camel or your Honey browser or whatever you do to search for deals. You're looking at me crazy because you never search for deals. You just buy things however.
I pay list.
Or just put them, you know, I use.
Lisa does. She knows
the honey,
all about that. The Honey Pot.
Yeah, I like. Yeah. It's not called Honey Pot, but it's nice. You just put everything in your Amazon.
Camel's a Chrome browser extension. Yeah. So it just automatically says, oh, right. You're paying too much, Leo. And I go, I don't care.
Yeah. Let me pay more. Okay, let's move on.
That's what I need. I need a donkey that will tell you where you can pay more for the same price. Actually,
exactly.
Amazon's usually the place you can find anything more expensive if you look.
Right. All right, let's move on. The other way that I survive holiday travel is with books, but you don't want to carry a bunch of books with you.
No, you do not.
So ebooks, obviously, and you can buy them. Or you can borrow them.
You're big on that.
I am. And I showed you an app just a couple weeks ago. And then I found a better one. I didn't find it. It was recommended to me. So thank you very much. A librarian recommended it to me. It's called Hoopla.
Hoopla.
Have you heard of Hoopla?
I think you talked about this last week. Am I wrong?
No, I talked about something else called
like Hoopla.
50 or something.
That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So Hoopla, what is Hoopla?
Well, Hoopla is the same thing, but I didn't have to wait for anything.
Oh.
This book was on hold.
But you have to have a library card with a compatible, a library that works with
this. Yes, and the Petaluma Library does use, but I didn't, I had to
wait.
Sounds
like Petaluma Library uses everybody.
I guess so.
That's nice.
Yeah, so as you know, as I mentioned before, my book club is reading On Love by Alain de Botton.
Alain de Botton.
So I've got it, and I didn't have to wait, even though I had to wait with all the other ones. So it works just like the Kindle app. You flip through pages, you can select things and,
I guess e-readers really don't have a lot of features.
No.
One reason I like the Kindle app is that when I am reading a book on the Kindle app, I can see people's annotations of it, which I really like. I like to see what people underlined. It's one of the features I like a lot in Medium as well. I put books into categories, so I have the default is reading now, but if you tap library, you can then go into your library, and I have created collections because I have so many books in here. For instance, I have 106 PDFs. And what I do with PDFs is some books are available as PDFs, and those I download. Sometimes, though, I have manuals.
It's a zombie apocalypse. Who knows?
So this is even a good way to read comics.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Le jour d'avant, le journal des honnêtes gens.
A French comics, especially.
The newspaper of honest people. So that's... It's going to get sexy any minute now, it looks like. So that's the one thing that really bothers me about all e-readers is...
They show off your sexy books.
No, they want to hide the UI, which means I can never figure out where the button... No, yeah. Right?
Well, I like that they hide the UI because I want to pretend like I'm actually reading a real book and not looking at an iPad. I'm
trying. There, finally, something did something.
Was it the two-finger tap?
I have no idea, but that's always the same with the Kindle. You have to kind of... But you could see I put a lot of manuals in here, too. A lot of books, when I buy a book, sometimes they'll come as e-books, and that's a nice thing to do as well. You can actually buy them, not just from the Amazon store. So I find iBooks is a great library for all my e-books. And then the Kindle, I pretty much keep the Kindle store... As stuff I bought on, pretty much always is stuff I bought on Amazon, right?
And so if you looked at Lincoln on the Bardo, then you could see other people's annotations.
I do really like that. Okay, so this is there's some extra stuff. There's Goodreads, which Amazon owns, mm-hmm. which is really nice. Time to Read about the author. You can follow the author, which I have, so you can see other books.
10th of December, great short stories. Have you read
Yeah, he's really talented. This mm-hmm. is, we're talking about George Sanders.
Saunders,
pardon me. And then as you go, I don't know if I have, let me see if I have annotations turned on. Again, I know there's a UI here somewhere. popular highlights. You can see these are things that people who are other Kindle users who are reading it have highlighted. And I think that that's really useful. So that's something Hoopla and the other library things kind of lack. Mm-hmm. Kindle, because it's the dominant ebook reader, can do things like that. So yeah. I have both. The good news is Kindle's free. Mm-hmm. Of course, you have to buy the book on Amazon. Right. You're not buying the book. You're basically checking it out of the library.
Yeah. So I want to thank Paul.
Thank you, Paul.
The librarian. He says there's 32,000 titles available, both fiction and nonfiction. How many titles are in Kindle? Probably more than that.
Oh, a few more.
And they're available.
Like every book ever published, practically. Tens of millions.
Yeah. But get yourself a library card. Audiobooks are immediately available without any holds, he says. Hoopla is making
That's kinda
this a
cool.
streaming service. They have downloadable audiobooks, also movies, music, comics, and television programs.
Wow.
So not just books. I think that's nice that they have movies and music. That's good for surviving your travel. You can watch stuff, listen to stuff. You can listen to the soundtrack to Bohemian Rhapsody just with your library card.
Wow. That's all in your library card.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's definitely worth looking into.
Yeah.
Look you can watch Amelie. Mm-hmm. This is without ads.
Yeah. Let's. Huh. And you can, I think eight items.
Oh, I really should do this.
Okay. So it looks like.
You can't watch it on your iPad. You have to Chromecast it.
Oh, okay. So that's not.
That's all right. Well, maybe not. I don't know. Can you download? Is there a download button?
Yes. Download it to your device.
And then, like a library book, you have a limited amount of time.
Yes, and a limited amount of, not like a library. Like, the library lets you check out however many titles as you want, I think, but this is just 9 per month.
But, okay, so a limited number of checkouts, 9 per month's not too mm-hmm. bad. That's a couple a week. And you can't keep it, how long can you keep it? A week? 2 weeks?
That's a really good question.
Huh. Well, the library usually has some limit.
Yeah.
So Returns, that's Hoopla.
November 23rd at 10
okay.
a.m.
Okay, so you have it for a couple of weeks. So I'm gonna do that, but I first have to go to... I had a library card. Would they have it on file?
They probably would, yeah.
Okay.
If not,
and then what do you do?
There's
because when I got my library card, there was no internet. I mean, literally, because I haven't been to the library since the internet.
Yeah. Go to the library.
I guess I'll ask him. But what do you do? You create an account? Like they have a website? Is that how you do it? Okay. Uh-huh. So you now have an account with the Petaluma Public Library, and that would be what you would use.
Yes.
Got it.
And you have a PIN, which,
I mean, you've said this several times, but boy, you really sold me when you got to audiobooks and movies for free. That's really good.
You've been wanting to see 13 Going on 30 for ages. You're such a fan of Jennifer Garner.
I am a fan of hers, and I actually have seen it. It's terrible.
Okay.
I don't know why it has 4 stars. Is it that good?
I don't think so. I haven't seen it.
It's a genre, though. Isn't that a weird genre of adults pretending that they're actually children in adults'
like
bodies?
Big.
Uh-huh. It's a weird genre.
All right. How else? Oh, we've talked about this, but I'm going to talk about it again. You need a good bag to survive travel.
You got a. I love this company's bags.
Yeah.
This is a nice
Waterfield
bag.
SF bags. And this one is for the iPad. And we showed it off. I've been using it. I think you should use it for a while as well.
No. It's yours. It's okay.
And
I need something a little more with more. I need actually a more elaborate bag. I found my perfect bag. Frankly.
Well, what I like is
but Waterfield
they also
has
have
great
the pencil
bags.
Case. Because even though I raved about how this stays on my iPad, the pencil stays on my iPad, even though the Surface Book pencil did not, it has been coming off and falling off. Have you noticed
has
that?
It?
Yeah, just in my bag. And so I just
right, in the bag. So this has
so
a little pencil
case, which is nice.
This is the Sutter Tech Sling. Styled for the modern professional. I like the little leather accents.
Mm-hmm.
They have good stuff.
They really do.
Pricey, though. You should be aware of that.
This
is
$179.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're talking about like
bags
the range
expensive.
Of bags.
They actually are going to start next week selling cases for the Mac Mini, which I think is hysterical.
Why would you want to carry it around?
Well, people do, I guess. They also sell, you know, you can go to Apple and buy for a couple of $100, say, their leather sleeve. Remember I bought that for my, mm-hmm. My MacBook and I sent it back because it was too expensive. They sell, and the problem I had with the Apple sleeve was it didn't have any room for place to put the charger.
Oh.
They sell their own leather sleeve, which will let you charge.
That is nice.
Yeah.
And that fits the case in there, too, and the keyboard, right?
Yeah. So they have good stuff. I really like their design and style, the bags, the cases. But I find they're kind of single purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, I carry a Tumi backpack. That for me is a travel must because, and I've showed you the contents of it before. Yeah, it's here.
Yeah, I can show it to you.
Yeah, I like to see what's in your bag.
Whoa. Okay, I'm not pushing the table. Whoa, careful, John. I don't know what that was. You unplugged.
It turned that off.
Whoa, the whole studio's falling apart just so Leo can get his bag. So, it's funny because I have, and Lisa will testify to this, many, probably several dozen now, backpacks and bags looking for the perfect thing. And it all started, I was in San Diego and went to Coronado Leather, which is a great little leather store, and bought what looked like just a saddle bag. And I just fell in love with it. I thought I should just carry a bag instead of putting stuffing my pockets full of stuff. And actually, what's happened now is I still stuff my pockets full of stuff and carry a bag. So that's usually what happens. There's an inflationary trend. But I've tried a lot of different bags and finally decided on the backpack. I was kind of eschewed the backpack design for a while because I don't know. I wanted more business. Backpack's not businessy. I wanted more like a briefcase. My dad, when I was a kid, carried a nice leather briefcase. Mm-hmm. And he would even strap it on the back of his bike and stuff like that. But I finally gave in to convenience. So having backpack straps is good. Although this can be, and this is one thing I look for, is a backpack with handle.
Because
then I can carry it kind of like a bag. It still looks like a backpack. I have my name written on this one so I don't forget it, which is really good. My name, not the backpack. And to me, it makes really nice. Again, a little bit pricey stuff. This is all leather. But this to me is the perfect travel bag because it has a bottle. Water bottle holder. For the longest time, I don't know if you can see this.
Is it the speaker hole?
Is that what that is?
I feel like that's where you put your phone and then you can hear it.
I think that's not what it is. This is a real good debate question. This side only has this thing.
I feel like it's a speaker hole. You think it's a water?
I think it's to let water. So if you put a water bottle in this, which is certainly it's it's sized to put a water bottle in it, that there's a, and it's also lined with plastic, that there's probably, that's so the
water
air can get in. It doesn't, water doesn't just collect in there.
Oh.
This side does not have it and is not lined with plastic. So that's my, this was, this side is lined with fabric. So this is where, I, by the way, and you want that because this is where the phone goes, right, on this side. And it's perfect size for a, even a large iPhone XS Max goes right in there, easy. I, unlike the Waterfield bags, I want bags that have lots of functionality, lots of pockets for pens and business cards and, you know, and a key strap because I put my keys in here and all of that stuff. And so it's really, to me, there's a feature thing that I'm looking for that, that this particular bag solves. It's also big enough to carry both an iPad and a MacBook. It has a kind of a laptop slot in here that, that has a slot for a, both a MacBook and you could put an iPad in this one. So, and extra pouches and pockets and zippers and things. I just, I like to have that kind of functionality. So that's a kind of a matter of style.
Yeah, I really like that bag.
I think it's a nice bag.
Now,
and the leather makes it look kind of a little dressier than a
backpack.
Is this
to hide things, the pouch on the back? That
no, that's another feature everybody should have. That's so you slide your suitcase handle up through here.
Oh.
And you put it on your roller bag, and then your backpack and roller bag are one unit. Every, you should never have a bag that doesn't have a way of putting it on your suit, your roller bag, right?
Yeah.
For carry-on purposes.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a, this counts as, believe it or not, that's the other thing. This counts as a personal item because it's a backpack. So you can carry a full, I'm not that guy, by the way, who carries like all his luggage on.
I am that guy.
Are you? I have a small away bag that is just the size for the overhead. And this goes under the seat because it swooshes. So that's my personal item. And then I put the two of them on there. And that's my carry-on. And actually, it's enough, you know, to for a couple of days easily. It's really enough for a week or two.
Mm-hmm.
So I really like this. And, of course, as I have mentioned before, I have on here every country I've ever been to on here, in case anybody asks me. There's a metal, stamped metal disc. For what country have you been to? Well, I've been to this country and that country. Nobody wants to know that.
Right. I say investing in a bag is important.
A good bag makes a big difference.
Like I bought a bag at Target because I thought it looked stylish and it was so uncomfortable. Like it was a backpack that I went on my trip recently and it's just like you got to spend the money.
I have spent the money basically trying every bag in existence, including many Waterfield bags, and I've ended up with that too. And I think that's going to be the way I'm going to go. Going forward, there's the Sutter Sling in action.
Yes.
It's cute, but you see, it doesn't have enough stuff. I guess there's some people that they don't want a lot of stuff. Oh, don't put a water bottle in there. That's nuts.
I put a water bottle in there just this morning. With
really?
My iPad. Yeah.
Like that?
But I have.
What I do like about this is, and this actually was the other thing, is my doctor said, don't carry a shoulder bag.
Mm-hmm.
And this bag will be a sling. He says, a sling is fine like a. Because a shoulder bag puts you off center, right?
Mm-hmm.
One shoulder lower, like that. The way he's carrying it's wrong. This can be slinged over the front, and that's fine. Or a backpack, which distributes it even more evenly. And also, there's this issue of, there you go, buddy.
He was just transporting
it. He was just getting it to the bike. Yeah. He's now put it on as a sling. And that is important, that cam lock.
Mm-hmm.
All my camera straps have a cam lock like that, because you do want it be easy to adjust the length of the bag. And see, that's almost as good as a backpack. In some ways, I like it better, but a backpack distributes it way more easily, evenly than a shoulder strap or a sling strap.
I like the swing around.
It's a nice bag, but where are his pens? Where are his business cards?
His pens are in
this pen case. Okay. Well, where's his Leatherman? Where's his keys? I guess you could jam it all in there.
Yeah. I mean, that's the other thing. My doctor, we're old now. My doctor says just don't carry so much stuff in the purse. Like if you insist on carrying a purse.
Well, he's right. She's right.
Don't carry so much.
Because it's better. Yeah. So this is a little smaller and lighter, and it's actually a little more jazzy than a backpack. Mm-hmm. Jazz backpack's not, it's neither business-like nor jazzy.
Mm-hmm.
It's just pedestrian. Looks like you're going, you know, to the Alps.
Mm-hmm. I have another recommendation for surviving the holiday travel. Do you have something? Are you on me?
I do. I have, but I've mentioned it so many times before, but TripIt. If you don't use TripIt, you're missing out, baby. There's a free tier. I pray for Tripit Pro. I could go on and on and on about how important Tripit is. If you pay for Tripit Pro, it'll track your points. It'll let you search for a better seat. They own a seat tracking website. Lounge Buddy is kind of nice. It'll alert you. You're near a lounge that you can go into. You can use Clear. You get a 4-month trial with that. The most important thing, though, for me is the flight status alert. So I get text messages, which end up going on my watch, saying they've changed. For instance, before they even put it up on the board almost at the airport, they'll say your gate's changed. And I can avoid the rush to the new gate. And that's hugely valuable. The check-in reminders are also good, especially if you fly an airline like Southwest where where you are in the line depends on when you check in. You want to check in exactly, 24 hours before the flight leaves, which is the earliest you can. So that reminder that, you're going to be able to check in 10 minutes is, again, very valuable. If you get stuck, they have an alternate flight thing. It monitors if the flight cost goes down, and they will say, hey, you can call the airline and get a refund. I can go on and on. And the way this works is if you use Gmail, which I don't, but it will keep an eye on your Gmail. And when you get booking information, it will automatically go into your itinerary. Or you can forward an email. This is what I do from, if I get an email from the hotel or the airline saying, okay, your booking is complete, I forward that to plans@tripit.com. Tripit knows it came from me, and they put it in my plans, and they automatically build the itinerary, which is fantastic. So in one place on my phone, my tablet, my computer, and my watch, I have the key information, like what gate to go to if a gate change happens. Oftentimes we're driving to the airport. We don't know what terminal or what gate, but we'll get that alert, and I can see it on my watch, and then I go to the right place. So I think this is a really great tool I use for all my travels. I just find this so useful.
I use the free version. We should just do this show like, you want to pay for stuff or not pay for stuff? I'm the not pay for stuff.
Well, absolutely. Use the free version initially.
Yeah, I don't travel as much as you do, but it's really...
Oh, it saved my life back in the day when I was traveling for Tech TV a lot. When I used to travel a lot, it made a big difference to have Tripit.
Yeah.
Now I don't travel quite as much, but it's still really nice to have that. And then, as you see, you can share that. So I share it with Lisa. My mom wants to know where I am, so I share it with her. She kind of gets a vicarious thrill of watching my travels. So you can share it with people so they know where you are. We share it with Michael when we leave so he knows where we are, we're at hotel and so forth. I find that very, very useful.
And so I do use Gmail. So it's nice not just for my own trip, but for like when my parents send me, like they're leaving to
right.
go on a cruise and they'll send me their itinerary
and it
automatically goes in.
Yep.
So I have one place where mm-hmm. I can find mm-hmm. everything. Did you have an app that would help you if an emergency situation?
Oh, I have a number of those. So one thing you should always do, look at Red Cross. This I get, by the way, from Johnny Jet. And this is an iPhone app, but I'll show it. I'll show it to you.
You know, if you press that, it makes it big.
What?
I know.
Holy cow.
I know.
So this is one of many Red Cross. Oh, I'm just going to skip this login step. You don't have to do it. This is called, what is it? Red Cross Travel Smart. Red Cross has like 20 apps. If you just search the App Store for Red Cross, all of them are great. So you can see I'm in the United States. Local emergency numbers, these change. In different countries, it's not 911. It will show you those. If you add flights and so forth, you can get flight assistance. I need a hospital. I need a doctor. I need a pharmacy. I need a police station. I need an embassy. You can get info about the country that you're in and the requirements, the visa requirements and so forth. This is free. And one of literally at least a dozen free Red Cross apps that you're going to want to have on your Red Cross does such a great job. So this is their kind of, you asked me, what do I do in an emergency? I keep this on my phone all the time. And then you'll want to, I haven't added a trip, but you'll want to add your trips as you go. That's the only negative is you have to kind of manually add this stuff. So I could add a flight. This is insurance policies, things like that. They have a contact number if you need help. So I think this is just really great. Red Cross has done such a good job. That's called Travel Smart. Is that Red Cross? I think it is. Look at the Red Cross on there. Yeah, I believe that's Red Cross. So that's one, yes, I totally recommend. You can see these are all my travel apps. I have quite a few. One other thing I would always recommend, every airline, every rental car agency has an app. Many of them will go in your Apple Wallet, so you can put your boarding passes and so forth. And if you have it in the Apple Wallet and you have the app installed on your watch, it'll automatically put the boarding pass in your watch. I still print my boarding passes out. I'm kind of old-fashioned because I see guys going like this with their watch trying to get it to scan, and sometimes your fist won't fit and all that stuff. But certainly before I travel, I make sure I have the app for all the services I'm going to use. If there's a hotel app, same thing.
I go OG with the boarding pass, too. It just it makes me feel more secure.
It's not such a big deal. They do it for you. Yeah, it's like I don't – it's okay to have it on here or on your phone.
Right.
But I see people fumbling all the time. And I just figure, you know, paper.
Yes. Well, tons of other apps we could talk about, but
City Mapper. If you're doing, if you're in a town where you want to use mass transit, you're looking to get somewhere. We've mentioned this before. Get me to home. Get me to work. It shows you all of the trains. I'm sorry, you have to turn your head. Okay, I'll turn mine. It gives you all of the mass. Now we're in Petaluma, so it's showing Muni, BART, scooter, moped, rail. It's smart about all of the transit options in many, many cities all around the world. When we were in London, I used City Mapper. I'd say, get me to the Tower of London, and it would just tell you the tube stops to go to. It would actually give you a walking. Google Maps does this to some degree now. In fact, Google Maps has gotten better and better, but I still have City Mapper on, and it has a watch app as well. So it can give you directions with your walking.
Mm-hmm.
So map, of course, you've got to have all the map apps on there. And one more is Google Translate or Bing Translate. Both are very good. I think maybe marginally Bing Translate might be better. You can add the languages you're going to use, and now you can download them, which means you can have on-device translations in real time. That's really nice. These apps, Bing and Google Translate both, will translate in a real-time conversation. So if you're in Japan and you say, can you help me find the next nearest metro stop into the phone? And then you hold it to the Japanese speaker. It says it in Japanese. They go, oh, they laugh because the translation is probably weak. And then they say it back in Japanese. And then I go here and it says it in English. It changes your life. Bing does this as well. And I think both are good. In some ways, Bing Translate might be better. Father Robert told me he uses Bing Translate at the Vatican because in a lot of the Vatican meetings, Italian is the default language, and his Italian ain't great. Thank you. You're very quick on the flags, I must say. Of course, whenever he goes to Swaziland, no flag. I don't even know if that's a country. I made that up. No, but so he will put the Bing Translate there, and he's kind of sort of following it, but the Bing Translate's actually, he turns off the sound, telling him what they're saying in Italian. Uh-huh. It's like a United Nations simultaneous interpreter in your phone. It's so great. Must have as you travel.
Mm-hmm. I got a few more additional tips from Brian Thornton. He gave us some travel tips on our last travel show. He does the YouTube channel Blind Not Broken and is a big traveler. And he sent us a lot of what we already said.
I like that name, by the way. Blind Not Broken. Mm-hmm. That's great.
He's also a photographer. And he says all the things, you know, batteries. Make sure your kids know how to put their device in airplane mode before you start. He says, this is a good tip. Instead of like those expensive travel pillows, he uses a beach ball, like the kind you blow up. And so you can flatten it out and then blow it up, and then he puts a sweater over it.
That's probably better. Yeah. Actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cheaper.
Yeah.
And my favorite tip of his was don't be a jerk. Everyone's stressed.
We're all jerks. And so be nice to everybody. Yes. Yeah.
Say, you know, how are you? Smile. That goes.
I think patience goes a long way too. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people get impatient. Oh, they're not getting off the plane fast enough. Oh, they're not getting on the plane fast enough. Just patience. You know, you have to queue up. Don't act like, you know, cattle. Just be nice. Be patient. Mm-hmm.
Do you have one more tip here?
I do. This is a Johnny Jet tip. It's called Black Lane. Ooh. And this may not be for everyone. This is for people like this woman here who don't want to deal with the masses.
That's me.
Black Lane will pick you up. It's a limo driver that will come to you, and car service. But the nice thing is it's in many, many airports all around the world. And you can use the app. So as you're on the plane, you can get your Blacklane driver set up as coming to you. That's a great way of relaxation. But it's not, of course, as cheap as taxi or bicycle or bus. There's another app, and I thought this was it, that I wanted to mention, but I can't remember the name. I'll figure it out. Johnny Jets also recommended that does the same thing in the airport. So as I don't know if you've ever had to transit an airport during a flight, an international flight in particular, where my nemesis is Heathrow in London, and frequently you'll travel through Heathrow, and it's a nightmare. This service will greet you as you get off the plane, escort you through all the different they know where your gate is. They'll carry your stuff. It's just basically an airport transit assistance. And what I like about it is for people like my mom who really doesn't want to fly, I asked her, hey, why don't you come out for Thanksgiving? We got a little extra lasagna. And she said, I would accidentally get off the plane in Detroit. So she's nervous about all of that. So the idea of having a service, somebody in the chat room will remember the name of that. But Johnny Jett mentioned this. And having a service that will transit you through the airport would really be, it's kind of like Clear, but it goes from gate to gate. He mentioned it and I can't remember. Is it Airport Easy? I'll have to figure that out.
Is it? It's not Blacklane Pass. That's is
maybe
that
it is
Blacklane.
Maybe that's why I think it's Blacklane
Pass.
Maybe that's why I think it's Blacklane.
500. Yeah, Blacklane Pass.
Yeah, this again is not cheap, but the advantage is it has it's for VIPs. Yeah, this is it. You're right. So it was Blacklane. I just had the wrong. App.
You're smarter than you think, Leo.
So it's not cheap. And then you can see it's $100 per person per airport. So it is not cheap, but it is like if my mom were flying out, I would pay $100 to have her feel better. And by the way, you know how nice it is if you get treated like your first class and they expedite you through and, you know, so this does that. Expedited immigration, baggage assistance, customs control, car hire assistance. There, a concierge will get you from gate to gate. Not for everybody, not for every trip. But if it's one of those trips where you're anxious, you also get lounge access. So I think this is an interesting way to travel. If you've got some nervousness or you've got a difficult transit, Blacklane Pass. Thank you. It's part of the Blacklane service. And Johnny Jett mentioned it. Yeah, this is his article, How to Travel Through the Airport Like a Celebrity. That's, by the way, Johnny Jett and his wife, Natalie, traveling like celebrities. I think Jack's in the back there. Yeah.
All right, so maybe you're feeling bad because you didn't plan a trip this holiday, and maybe that's because you're saving money for a house.
If you are, I got a way to continue the savings right through the loan process. Mm-hmm. Quicken Loans, number one lender in the country, and we got to really commend them on that. For 8 years in a row, they've been the number one in customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. But about a year ago, something magical happened. And I think it's because 8 years in a row they were number one in customer satisfaction. They became number one overall in number of loans and volume of loans. They finally beat that big bank, and they deservedly so. Think about the mortgage approval process. You know, you go to the bank, you get dressed up, you go to the bank, hat in hand. It's a little bit humiliating. Oh, you know, everybody has to get a home loan. Nobody can pay outright for a home, but it feels a little, you know, like you have to beg. Then they give you a big application, which you have to go home. You can't even fill it out at the bank because it's so long, and they need so much information. You got to go up to the attic and get old bank statements, pay stubs from previous employers. That's an embarrassing call, that kind of thing. And it can also take weeks. Last time we bought a house, Lisa and I, it took 2 months. We applied in August, didn't get our loan till October, and we almost lost the house because of it. Now I've got a better way to do it. It's an entirely online mortgage approval process. Quicken Loans created it. It's why they're number one in customer satisfaction. They're very customer focused. They call it Rocket Mortgage because it's fast. You can completely online. You go to rocketmortgage.com/iOS today. Answer a couple of simple questions you can do right off the top of your head. And within 10 minutes, they're going to give you pre-qualified approval. You choose the term, the down payment, the rate. They'll tell you all the loans you qualify for. They have great rates, by the way. Of course they do. Very competitive. That's step one, though, of the power buying process. Step two happens over the next 24 hours. And usually without any intervention on your part, you don't have to do any homework. They go out, and because they have trusted relationships with all the financial institutions, they can get all the information they need about your income, assets, and credit. And within 24 hours, they'll give you the next step, which is verified approval. You get the letter, you show your realtor. Better yet, you show it to the seller. You say, look, I'm good for it. Man, I wish we'd had this. We almost lost the house. If we'd had the verified approval, it just wouldn't have been an issue. There'd be no contingencies. It's like, yeah, they got the loan. Plus, with the verified approval, you get step three, their all-new exclusive rate shield approval. That means they lock your rate. And this is important nowadays. Rates are going back up. I hate to say it, but they are. But the good news is once you get that verified approval, your rate is locked for up to 90 days while you shop. It gives you plenty of time. Take a deep breath. Find the right house. No hurry, no rush, no fear of interest rates going up while you shop because they're locked. They can go down, by the way. And if the rates go down, your rate will go down. They just can't go up. Either way, you win. Exactly what you'd expect from America's largest and best mortgage lender. Just remember, rocketmortgage.com/iOS today. Actually, one thing to do, just go get the account right now. You don't have to apply for a loan, but that'll get you one step closer if you know you're going to be house hunting. Rate shield approval is only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply. The data is based on Quicken Loans data in comparison to public data records. Equal housing lender. It's licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030. What you need to remember, what you need to do right now, rocketmortgage.com/iOS today. And we really thank Rocket Mortgage for being such a great supporter of iOS today. For the last, what, year and a half, 2 years? Thank you, Rocket Mortgage.
Are you concerned with radon?
Yeah, everybody should be. It's less of a problem here in California where we don't have basements. Mm-hmm. But anywhere in the rest of the country where they have, you know, dug into the ground for a basement, mm-hmm. there could be radon gas coming up.
Do you have a radon detector?
I don't.
Yeah. Well,
do
maybe.
You?
I don't. I do.
I have carbon monoxide and fire.
Yeah, you're required to have both of those. But yeah. Maybe in California you're not. But this is the AirThings smart radon detector. Mm. It's called the AirThings Wave. And the reason it's called Wave is because I can just wave in front of it and it'll detect my radon. But it also just regularly detects it as well. And then it connects it to an app. So here, I've been using this in the office. So you'll
oh, my God. We have radon gas in the office?
No, green is healthy. We have 0.7. That is very healthy in the last 48 hours. It can also...
Seems like we shouldn't have any radon. It's a radioactive gas.
Yeah, everybody has some, but then you don't want it to get trapped.
EPA estimates about 20,000 lung cancer deaths a year are caused by it.
Yeah.
Second only to cigarette smoking.
So this will also tell you the humidity. So we have 35% humidity over the last 48 hours in the office and the temperature, 66.6. So I've been using this and we can see over the week the temperature,
so
the humidity.
Oh, that's kind of cool. So it's doing more than just radon.
Yeah, so I can see the radon average.
Problem is you can't see or smell radon. It's just
no, that's why you need a detector.
Radioactive air, basically.
Or I can see over the last year. So I've been using it since for the last month. And it, yeah, we're doing pretty good here. I think that this is worth it. I mean, it's not the cheapest radon detector because, you know, but it is the one that connects to your
What's our radon level again? Because 0.4, I think, is the... 4 PCIL.
4.6. Are you worried? PCI over L? That's in the
radon average.
Average
last year.
In here for the last...
How long have you had this thing?
I've had it since October, so a month. So
last week it was 1?
Yeah. So
one's good.
Okay,
it's
one's
4
good.
Is the... The maximum the EPA want recommends.
48 hours, last 48 hours, only 0.7.
Okay.
So, yeah, this is good. Green means good. Then there's unhealthy and you should be worried.
Yeah.
And then it'll let you know. It'll send you alerts if you're worried. So,
Will the thing go off or no? It's not like a smoke detector. It doesn't have an alarm in it. Like, get out of the house. The radon gas is coming.
Well,
we haven't had a problem. Yeah.
So, I guess.
You know, I should get this. This is good. How much is it? Is it expensive?
It is, let's see. How much is it? It is $156.
$156 smackers.
It's more expensive if you buy it there, but on Amazon, I have the Amazon link. It was $156.
Okay.
If you're worried,
that seems like that's a good thing to have.
A year and a half.
Does it say where to put it? Like in the basement, I would guess.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
I'll put it in the kitchen. Since we don't have a basement, we do have a crawl space. But I'll put it in the kitchen. That's probably where we spend most of our time.
That's a good
thing. I think that's a good thing to have. All right.
Mm-hmm. It will give you, I bet it will warn you if it's danger signs. It probably would.
Danger. Well, at least you'd get an alert at least,
yes,
right?
Yes. At the very least.
I'm going to order that. I think that's a good thing to have. We should protect our families.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Some news from this morning. Have you seen, Federico Viticci from Max Stories?
Love him. You know, he's like 14 years old.
He's not 14. He's
very
young.
And he's survived as cancer survivor.
Yes, I know. I spoke to him a couple years ago about how he used all of his
devices. He's probably in his late 20s now, but he started when he was like 22.
Mm-hmm.
Just a kid. He does he is the king of shortcuts, by the way. If you're ever looking for shortcuts.
Okay, so his shortcut that
MaxStories.com
announced this morning.
Yeah.
He's doing some really crazy stuff. Look at this, what he did to his iPhone home screen. Now, doesn't that make you feel like you have an Android phone? I don't even know how he did that.
I don't. Well, with black icons, right? You'd have to because you can only do a grid. So
right. So
it's a lot of trouble to go to make it look like a dice. So he has basically everything he needs in shortcuts.
Right. And then he's made some black icons. I'm going to try to figure this out over our holiday this week. And follow all of his instructions and see if I can do it just for fun.
Yeah.
I mean, just because it would be amazing to be able to show off your home screen and to people and then be like, what?
What? How did you do that? It's a November 20th article at maxstories.net. Home screen icon creator. Custom icons.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a neat idea.
Yeah.
And then you could tie individual icons to shortcuts. And really only do the things you need to do a lot. The other thing I use, and I see he uses it as well, see that rocket?
What is that?
That's launcher. And that will, so really, this is a little bit of a cheat, because with launcher, you can have, you tap that, and then you get more icons. So it's kind of like a second page of icons on your front page. And I've noticed there are a number of people who actually have no icons on their front page and just use that launcher to...
I would like that. Yeah, because that's not his front page. You can see that's like his sixth page there.
Oh, that's right. Well, maybe his front page is more normal.
Yeah.
Maybe he just did that because he didn't really want to do it, but he just wanted to pretend.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Who knows?
That's like the sixth page is the page he doesn't use.
Other news, all the new models of the iPhone, so confusing, it's causing turmoil in the supply chain.
Actually, we're going to talk about this with Rene Ritchie, because he's always really negative on this one. Mm-hmm. By the way, it was not Launcher, but Launch Center Pro is the...
That sounds something
is
Android-y.
The rocket. I don't know if that's actually the one he's using, because the icon looks different. Maybe that's an older... Oh, that's right. The whole thing is he can change his icons at will.
Oh, to change the color of them.
Yeah. This basically is another, you know, it's like a quick action page, but it can have things besides just apps in there. It can have things like call mom. Mm. And so I used it for some time as a way of kind of customizing. Unfortunately, it's an iPhone app, but it doesn't make really sense on the iPad. But you can have different actions. You can have groups. The idea is it's just a way of quickly making it possible to you put this in your toolbar. Here, we'll close it, and then when you open it, you get all these things you can do. See, and on a phone, this is kind of makes more sense than it does probably on the iPad. It's so big on the iPad. Launch Center Pro.
Mm-hmm.
So
do you want to wait to talk about that with Renee?
No, but here's what I'll say. I know what Renee will say. So every time an iPhone comes out, every time, This is in a Wall Street Journal article. Mm-hmm. But it's every time they will then say the supply chain is saying Apple has cut back on its orders due to, well, in this case, the journal says, uncertainty about demand. Renee will say, yes, that happens every time because they cranked out a bunch of iPhones. They're selling, they've got a lot of stock, so they adjust how many they make. And it would be normal after the big rush when the phone first comes out that they reduce the number they make. If this never happened, I guess you would say, oh, this has never happened before. But it happens every time. Mm-hmm. So I'll ask Renee about this if this is unusual. It certainly tanked Apple's stock today. But, you know, Apple stock, along with all the other fangs, down 20%.
Yeah.
But that's the other point, is it's along with all the other fangs, Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, they've all dropped about 20%, Google. And that's because of a general, you know, malaise in the market and a feeling that tech stocks and tech companies are in trouble, not particularly aimed at Apple. So my guess, I'm going to channel Renee right now and I'm going to say, yeah, every time, because we have every time this story comes out. It's normal. They're going to cut back on production. Mm-hmm. But the stock market is using that as an excuse to cut the stock price. Like, oh, no one wants the iPhone XR. That is the one thing that's kind of interesting in this particular product year is Apple has more iPhones for sale than it's ever had before, more different models. And they had this XR release a month later. Remember, they had the iPhone X release a month later last year, but that was the phone you wanted. That was like, hold on, here's the 8, but the 10 is going to be really cool. The 10R is kind of the opposite. We've gave you the greatest phones ever, the 10S and 10S Max, but if you don't want to spend as much money, here's the 10R a month later. And so it may be that demand for the 10R, I thought the 10R would be the best-selling phone, but you know, people buy the phone when the phone comes out. They get all excited about it. The excitement generally tapers off in the next month or so. So that's the one interesting thing is maybe the 10R isn't as successful as everybody thought. I thought it'd be really successful.
Where's yours? Do you still use it?
Oh, yeah.
Or do you didn't?
I don't bring it with me because I don't really need 4 phones.
Well,
I can't find my iPhone. I know why. I put it in my backpack.
Oh, right. I have one of my kids' friends, 13-year-old, a couple months ago. She was like, I'm going to get the 10R. I'm going to save money for it. And then I talked to her yesterday and she was like, no, I'm saving up for the 10S. Because she wants a bigger phone. And it's like, I think there's just the idea of like, I want the best.
I think you're right. And it's not so much cheaper. I mean, it's a couple $100, but it's not so much cheaper that people are going to say, oh, yeah. The other problem, and this is maybe more to the point, is if you want to save money on a phone, there are a lot of phones that are a lot less expensive mm-hmm. that are, you know, most people feel just as good. And it's Black Friday, and, you know, Google and everybody else are cutting the prices. Apple's going to have Black Friday specials, but they traditionally don't cut the price particularly. Mm-hmm. They'll give you a card, an iTunes card or something. But so I think people who are price sensitive are not heading to the iPhone anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's why the 10R. They had the same problem. I thought, remember we thought that the iPhone SE would be, and I guess it was very successful. And before that, the was it the 5C, the color one? Historically, those have not done well. Mm-hmm. The people who buy iPhones want the, just like your friend, they want the best.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't mind the price, which is a little strange.
Well, and I had a great conversation with Kyle Weens on Friday on Triangulation. And one of the things we talked about was innovation in phones is really slowing down. And there really doesn't make sense to buy a phone every year. It really
that's part
crazy.
Of the problem.
And
absolutely.
So now is the time to think about fixing your phone, replacing the battery in your old phone.
Right.
And, you know, he pointed out what I do and what I'm sure a lot of people do and what I have done with my son's iPhone SE that he's not using right now is you put it in a drawer. You feel like it's worth something. So you'll do something with it eventually. And then you leave it in that drawer until it's no longer worth anything. And then you just get rid of it.
I have a drawer just like that.
And so really like fixing our devices or bringing them to repair shops.
Just better for the environment too.
And it's like, and you know, this is something I hadn't given a lot of thought to because my kids like to fix things. I don't really love to fix things. It makes me a little anxious to take things apart. But repair shops are so important to our economy. Manufacturing jobs are not coming back, but we can make more jobs by repairing and make many more jobs by repairing than we can by recycling. So longer conversation on trade.
Well, and somebody in the chat room is making an excellent point, which is that, yes, this generation and the last few generations haven't been big improvements, but we're about to see a massive shift. And I don't know if it'll be next year or the year after, but in the next few years, 5G, no phone currently sold has 5G capability built in. 5G capability will become very important, and that will drive people to the new phone. And then I think an excellent point iPhone 5G is making is that maybe people are saying, well, obviously Apple's going to replace the Lightning next year. Mm. Maybe we should just wait. I'm going to sit on my phone until I get USB-C and everything from Apple. I've seen other people say, no, Apple is not going to replace the Lightning. We don't know what Apple's going to do. What do you think? Is this the last year of the Lightning, Jack? Or because it's not in the iPad Pros.
And I haven't had, I mean, of course, we have this big
elaborate dongle
situation here. But I do like the USB-C.
Oh, in general, I mean, if everything, pick one, I guess is what I'm saying. If all my computers, phones, and tablets use Type-C charging, I'll be happy. Because I have Type-C chargers everywhere. Mm-hmm. And so the fact that I have to have one weird Lightning charger is annoying.
What if Apple had made this phone in a way where we could just remove the Lightning port and add a USB-C port on our own? What if Apple had done that?
No, they're not going to do that.
No, I know, but what if we lived in a world where they did that?
In a world.
In a world.
I suppose people must make Lightning to USB-C adapters.
Yeah.
Is there such a thing, John? We've not seen them.
Lightning to USB-C.
Because the capabilities of Lightning and USB-C are very, very similar. Mm-hmm. Really, Lightning was Apple's USB-C before there was a USB-C. Mm-hmm. But it's a tough one. I was very surprised they put the USB-C in the iPad. Mm-hmm. So they've shown that they're willing to dump Lightning. Just as they dumped the 30-pin connector. How long has Lightning been here? A couple of years? 3-4 years?
2013, 14?
5 years?
At least 2014, if not before.
So maybe it's time.
Yeah.
It sure would. It make me happy. And by the way, we're already in dongle hell with Lightning. Mm-hmm. It's the lack of a headphone jack that's really killing everybody.
Jason Snell calls it Dongle Town, which is a little bit nicer than
Dongle Hell.
Would
you take
hell.
Me to Dongle Town? Kyle Weens is great. Watch that triangulation.
Yeah, watch it twice. Watch it three times.
Founder of iFixit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It looks like, wait a minute, Apple does make a USB-C to Lightning. That's not an adapter. That's a cable. And that's so you can charge the iPhone from the iPad.
Yeah.
It's not quite what we're thinking of.
Female Lightning?
It'll be male Lightning to female USB-C so that you could plug this in and have USB-C. I don't think that's made. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong. It's amazing what people will make.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Do you want to ask a question or do you want to thank one of our sponsors?
I'm gonna show you my belt.
Okay, let's talk about your belt and then we'll get Keith's question about his Apple Watch after we talk about Leo's
I got some
belts.
Slide belts. This is so... I had to say there was a point in time when I gave up on belts. Started wearing suspenders because I could never find a belt that was comfortable and worked because I'm a man of a certain girth. Gentlemen and ladies, too, I've got a belt for you. The problem with the belt I bet you the belt was invented, when do you think? Caveman times, right?
Take a piece of leather, put a hole in leather, connect.
And you had, six holes. Oh, like you had a fancy belt, you have 7 holes. If you didn't have an exact match, your pants would either be, can't breathe, or falling down. Along comes a better way to do it, a patented solution from Slide Belts by Brig Taylor. I love this. Slide Belts has the other advantage of, like the Apple Watch, these are interchangeable, right? So this is an example. They come in all different styles and colors. This is the blue canvas, navy canvas. There's the ratchet mechanism. Here, I'll show you how that works. On the other end, if you want, you can kind of cut these to size, and that's probably a good idea. So it goes, let's see, the smallest 30 inches, and if you get a lady's belt, you'll be able to get your size 28 mm-hmm. inches, and then all the way up to, big. Let's just say large. You put the you cut it to the size that you want it to be. Now that's the rough size, right? And keep a little bit of extra. You know, Thanksgiving's coming, right? Keep a little extra room in there. Really then cool. you put it in the special slide belts. This locks it down, so it's not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. But it's easy to pop it open. That's the thing. Like an Apple Watch, you could change the belt. This is the antique brass. But watch, I'm gonna make the sliding thing here go. This is so cool. This is what Lisa hears every morning as I get dressed. And it kind of, you know, it's kind of cool. It's a sound that I don't know, makes you feel like, yep, I'm ready to start the day. Ready? Here, listen, I'll put it right next to the microphone. That's the ratchets. You know? Mm-hmm. Just get it to where you want it.
Sweet sound.
And because the ratchets are so close together, you can get a precise fit. And then if, you know, you have a little too much stuffing and pumpkin pie, mm-hmm. I love it that this is silent. You release it.
Oh, it doesn't make a sound.
Take a little bit out. Take a little bit out. There. No one will know.
Only when you're tightening your belt. And,
but it always fits just right. So it's always comfortable, but always functional. So that's basically the story of Slide Belt. They have a huge variety of them in all different styles. Full grain and top grain leather straps. High quality canvas. Animal friendly vegan straps. You get to pick. This is a vegan, animal friendly vegan strap. And it looks just, it's beautiful. It's just like leather. And here's another thing you can do. This is make it a great gift. Monogram it. So for groomsmen, or see, I have mine monogrammed Twit. This is the chrome. They have a variety of buckles too. And as I said, it's easy to change. Oh, and I love this one. Actually, this one would be the gift for the groomsmen at the bride, the or for your survivalist son. This is the slide belt survival belt. Again, you choose the material. This is a nice black. Looks like leather. Oh, I hear the ratchet sound.
I was seeing what it would look like in my dress.
It actually looks, you know what? That's what you needed on that dress, a belt. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It looks good. It's belt. I wouldn't get the, you got the Cub Scout model, but
okay.
blue and gold. But you get the idea. Here, you can wear the survival belt. Mm-hmm. This is handy. Ladies, if your co-host is bugging you, the survival belt is just what you need. It looks like, here, show it here on this screen. It looks just like a belt buckle. It's the same, you know, ratcheting mechanism and everything. But watch out, guys, because the cheerleader has a gun and a bottle opener in case, you know, to make friends afterwards, right? So there's that beautiful knife. Not a gun. It's just a knife. This actually was more like for camping. But the knife also doubles as a fire starter because there's a tinder in here. So you can spark a fire. Also, this turns out to be a flashlight as well, which is really handy. An LED flashlight is extremely bright. And this is all in your belt, baby. What do you think? That's the slide belt survival belt. I'm assured by many people that, no, that is useful, Leo.
Do you camp?
Ron Swanson says, that's the belt everyone should have.
You don't camp.
I don't camp, so maybe that's why. But I don't think it's just for camping. Could also be for the board meeting, the boardroom. It looks good, right? No one will know you're wearing the survival belt. Great groomsman's gift. Slide belts are fantastic for men and women. They have slender belts. Each slide belt comes with 32 adjustments, so it always fits just right for any occasion. Wear it around the house, at the office, at your holiday parties. It's also easy to remove and put on. So the regular belts, they're so easy to take off and put on that it's really great for getting through the security at the airport. And a great gift to this holiday season. Unisex survival belts, colorful belts for kids, skinny belts for women. They're offering watches with swappable watch bands now for ultimate customization. When you go there, you might check out the gift sets tab. They've got some great offers there. I should point out, though, that those are such good offers that our special offer will not apply on those. But for any other of the belts, when you go to slidebelts.com/twit, use the offer code TWIT at checkout, and you'll get 20% off. I think you could do your whole holiday shopping. Look how this is how it comes. I should show you this, too, because that really looks, that's the presentation, and that is great. You know, it comes in a nice box. You just wrap this up. We have a post-it note saying what's on here, but doesn't come with that. But that's a nice presentation. If you monogram it with something like grandma loves you, then no one will ever wear it. But maybe put initials, right?
Mm-hmm. Initials would be good.
Yeah. It's really nice, I think. Nobody will steal your belt, that's for sure. Slide belts, plural, slidebelts.com/twit. And don't forget to use the offer code TWIT for 20% off at checkout.
We have a question, an Apple Watch question from Keith.
Yes.
Hey, Megan and Leo. Hi. This is Keith from West Berkshire in England. Quick question. There are a number of third-party applications for the Apple Watch. Do you know if Apple are planning to release one? And if not, could you recommend one? Thanks.
I think he left a word out.
He meant sleep. So,
because first of all, if Apple releases it, it's not a third party.
Right.
Obviously. But what did he want it to do?
He wanted sleep. So Keith emailed me and I asked him if he wanted to make a video, as I've been asking many people. And many people have been saying yes. And
Thank you, Keith.
Have been saying no. And that is okay, too.
From Berkshire.
But Keith
Which
wanted
is spelled W-O-R-C-E-S-T-E-R. That's what's so cute about the English.
I know, isn't it?
They never spell it the way they pronounce it.
So he wanted sleep tracking on the Apple Watch.
I mean, of course.
Not a third party.
Doesn't the Apple Watch do sleep tracking?
Nope. They, in 2017, they bought the app Bedit, but they have not incorporated it. And my guess is because it wouldn't last all night and you'd have to figure, like, that's when you charge your Apple Watch, right?
At night.
I saw an article or like how to use your old Apple Watch. So if you have a Series 1.
So you like have two watches,
yeah,
one
which,
you wear at night and one in the day?
Maybe you can sell that Apple Watch to someone who might use it for more than just sleep tracking. But I get it. That makes sense, dude. As long as you're not just keeping it in a drawer, you're using it. That's good. Because I always charge my watch at night. And it will last longer than a night, but then it won't last longer than another night. You know, just you have to get in the habit of.
I also don't like to wear a wristwatch to bed.
Yeah.
Do you?
Not really, no.
Do you know anybody who does? It feels like this is clothing. It's like I used to
before the Apple Watch. I would wear my watch to bed, but now. But
are you going to wake up in the middle of the night and go, what time is it?
Yeah.
I have two solutions for sleep that are not as intrusive that I think are better. And I've mentioned them both. The Serta Beauty Rest. Don't know if it's available in England. It's very inexpensive. I've noticed the price has gone down. It was originally $100. And this is something Philippe Kahn of Portland told me about because his Motion X technology is built into it. And that's a little paddle connected to a wire, connected to a box, which is under the bed, and that's powered. And the paddle is right at your pillow. It comes with two paddles, so you can have his and hers, or his and his, or hers and hers, or you and the dog, whoever. But it will measure it, put it under the pillow, and then automatically does it. You don't even know it's there, and you get it in the morning. You says this is what happened. And I found it's very accurate. It knows your heart rate. It knows your breathing. It knows when you got up. It knows when you're in REM sleep, deep sleep, light sleep, and awake. Those are the four things that you want to keep track of. It does a great job. And then you can add notes and stuff about your day and so forth. So that's one. That's the least expensive. And then I've been wearing this Oura ring, and I think you know about that, O-U-R-A. And this also does all of that. It's maybe a little more accurate because it also measures body temperature, which the Serta can't do. And body temperature at night is important. Your body temperature and fluctuations in your body temperature tell you a lot of things. So this is about $300, O-U-R-A, the Oura ring. But I don't mind wearing a ring quite so much. The Serta is the best because you could take off everything and still get sleep monitoring without any action on your part. The Oura ring has an iPhone app. Let me unlock this. And it pairs to your iPhone via Bluetooth, and then it loads up your data via Bluetooth. And it will tell you things like readiness. It also does steps and everything else. So you have activities. And it gives you a readiness score for each day. So that's kind of handy. I didn't wear it last night, so I don't have sleep. So it's not giving me a readiness score for today. Mm-hmm. But I think this is quite good.
And I showed you a couple weeks ago the Spire health tags that I was.
Yeah, see, I don't want to wear those in my underwear. They're soft, I know, but
they're soft, and I don't wear them in my underwear. I wear them in my pajamas.
No, you said
I will also, for the daytime, I wear them in my bra.
You're under clothing. You're unmentionable.
Yes. Yeah, so but you, yes, so you they will, have to wear
in
them
your jammies, underwear. Though, you need a tight band to hold it to you.
Yeah.
So I don't want to wear anything
you wear
tight.
A night, you wear night. A nightdress?
No.
Okay.
Do you really want to know?
No.
So no. I wear a giraffe costume. So
I believe I said no.
Doesn't matter. I'm going to tell you anyway. No, I don't want any tight things on while I'm sleeping.
Right. I get it. So here's what the insights look like for the Spire health tags on my iPhone. So
it also requires a little more effort because you got to remember to put it in and not to wash it, blah, blah, blah.
No, well, mine, you wash. They go through the wash.
Oh, okay.
That's what's so great about them.
But then you got to get a new one after a while.
Yeah, not so far. So it can tell me that I have deep sleep, REM sleep. I don't know what happened that day, but that was a good night, 11:04. I don't really use sleep tracking for anything. Like, I don't use this data for anything.
You know what I find? I was perfectly happy with my sleep until I started tracking it.
Mm-hmm. And it kept you up at night wondering.
And it was like, oh, my God, I'm not sleeping well.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's probably enough just to say, well, how do I feel this morning? Rested or not?
Yeah, or to say, am I going to bed around the same time every night and waking up around the same time?
Well, but see, that's the kind of insight. So the Oura will tell you that. It tells you how long it took you to fall asleep. Mm-hmm. And the theory is that you can match these different factors to behaviors in the day, like drinking coffee, mm-hmm. and say, oh, yeah, I notice that when I have alcohol after 7 p.m., it really disrupts. I fall asleep faster, but I don't, or whatever.
It's the wine wake-up.
The wine wake up.
That's what I call it because it's like, all the sugar.
You wake up and you whine.
So I think that Apple is probably working on the battery life of their watches and it probably will get better and they'll incorporate the technology that they bought through Bedit at some point.
But we've had this conversation with Renee on MacBreak Weekly as well. And it's his opinion that, it's just they notice that people just don't wear their watches at night. That's when you charge. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, you really do have to charge the Apple Watch every night. Mm-hmm. Somebody in the chat room saying, well, I wear it at night, but I just charge it while I'm working. Mm-hmm. So maybe you have it, but how long does it take to charge up?
I think like a few hours, many people say like, oh, I just charge it while I'm in the shower in the morning.
It's not enough. It's not long enough. Is it? How long does it take to charge up?
I don't know. How long do you take a shower for? That's a good question.
Oh, if you take a 4-hour shower.
That's
sure.
Great. It's
and
great.
Your hair turns white. The ring charges once a week and it takes about 2 hours to charge.
Yeah. If I don't charge something every night, then I'll forget.
And the Serta, you don't have to charge it at all. I think the CERT is a really interesting solution.
Well, yeah, the Spire health tags, you don't have to charge and you don't have to put it on. They're just in the clothes you normally wear. To each his own.
To each his own. There's three good choices.
Joey sent us a question about iPhone cases.
Hello, Megan. Hello, Leo. I recently purchased an iPhone XR, and I'm looking for a great wallet case of some sort to protect this very fragile phone.
Yes.
Every time I put it on my wireless charger to charge it, it slips off. And
yikes.
I'm afraid a couple more of those, it'll probably crack. So if any suggestion you can give me would be appreciated. Thank you. Big fan of the show.
If he says mush Hello. On doggies, is he on his,
I don't know.
Is he...
But I like
he's doing the Iditarod or something.
He was sent us the question in probably the same way he listens to the show.
Which is perfect and fine. By the way, I really like the questions that show us a little bit of your life. Mm-hmm. So that was fun. I loved that.
So I don't have a 10R. I can tell you the cases for the 10S or the 10 or the 9 or the 8 or the 7.
Well, doesn't Apple offer the folio for the 10R?
They do.
That's my choice. It's a little expensive.
Something under $50.
Oh, I missed that part. I heard the wallet part.
I know. No, he didn't say that.
So I've used a lot of... He didn't say that.
You
had an interaction with him later. I see.
Yes.
So the $99 for the folio, the Apple folio's leather. It's a very nice pliable leather. It's the only wallet I've ever used. And Henry's got mine now on his iPhone 10 because I have one for the iPhone 10. It's the only one I've ever used that is pliable. It lasts, Henry's using mine from a year ago. And it has a little slot for credit cards. It kind of holds them in place. You can put bills in it, not a lot, but the thing is it will fold closed instead of staying open, which a lot of wallet cases do. And a wallet case is a good idea. I also got one for Abby for her Samsung because it covers the front. and this was a complaint that she had, is that even if you had a case on it, if she dropped it, it would be unprotected, you know, in the case. So I got her. It wasn't expensive. This is $11.99, and there may be some. There probably, almost certainly, is something like this for the iPhone XR. This is a kind of a purse case. It even has inside. It has, and I think you ladies will appreciate this, a mirror. Yeah, and you see, it could put cards in there and wallet, and now she doesn't use the strap. I like having a strap on there. That's like your second chance if you drop the phone, or you could put that around the charger, and then that way, if it dropped, at least it wouldn't fall. Now, I'm not suggesting he should get pink.
I don't know. I don't know a lot about Joey, but just from what I do know, that doesn't look like.
I think he looks to me like a glitter blue kind of guy. But in any event. This is a Samsung device, but you know, anything that's made for any device is going to be available most likely on all. And if you don't get it from Apple, absolutely. $50 is a very reasonable price. So we could do an Amazon search real quickly, and I'm sure you can too, Joey. But the idea of a wallet case, I think, is very good because it does cover the front of it. Mm-hmm. Right. And so there's a certain thing to be said for that. I don't know if you really need a mirror. Because
your
phone's a mirror, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so this isn't a wallet case, but I do have another case to recommend. I love Nomad, and
yes,
they're
gorgeous. I'm wearing a Nomad band. They make great leather stuff.
They do make great leather stuff, and it can be expensive. I don't know if you can get I'm pretty sure you can't get a wallet case for under $50, but maybe you can. But they partnered with a company called Rareform, and they're making these cases that are made out of old billboards. So they've take the vinyl from old
this
billboards.
Is hysterical. And so you'll get a little bit of a billboard.
Yeah, so you can choose. I got to choose this one. You could choose different colors, but it feels
like a billboard.
Yeah, so it's the Nomad case.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Here's the same case I got for Abby. They do make for the iPhone XR. This is the wallet case with a flip. It does the kickstand, does all the same things. And I think this is a really good choice. Now, one thing to be aware of with this wallet case and many wallet cases, see where the cards are. That's going to impede wireless charging. He says it does wireless charging. Mm. The Apple Folio case for the XR works with the wireless charger. This one won't. So you're going to want a case that doesn't put anything behind the phone, puts everything in front. The advantage of doing it this way, of course, is that the case closes. But there are others. Here's one for $54. It's in fact leather. It has, in order to keep the case closed, it has a clasp. As you know, I kind of became an expert in wallet cases for a while.
You did,
and we have quite a few of them. So there's definitely under $50, no problem. Quite a few choices in wallet cases. This one looks kind of nice. $12.99. That's a pretty good price. Cases should be cheap. I don't know how Apple gets away with charging so much.
Yeah, the Nomad makes a XR Folio case for $59.
Yeah, see,
so
how Apple
bad.
Gets away with 99, I'll never know.
But
do be aware
get
of
away with anything.
Even some cases like this will work with wireless.
Yes,
but a case like this probably won't.
Yeah,
even though everything's in the front because it has a detachable magnetic case, so that you can take it out of the wallet, which I really like as a feature. It comes out of the wallet, but that means that charging won't work. Mm. So there's too much in between the charger and the phone. So not wireless charging won't work. Obviously, you could plug it in to charge it. Now, this says wireless charging compatible. So maybe I know what you do. You probably take it out of the case. Yeah. They probably just do it like that. But see, that's, he wanted a wallet case. Yeah, you take it out of the case. Not fully out. And I do like this feature. A lot of wallet cases, Apple's does not do this, but a lot of wallet cases will let your case turn into an easel. So if you want to watch a movie on the plane, you can do that. Mm-hmm. That's $55 from Wilkin. So there's some good choices out
there. Yeah, I like the Nomad Rugged Folio for the XR. That's $59. And then, or the Rareform that's made out of a billboard, which you get to design.
But that's not a wallet, that one, right?
No, it's not.
No, but the Rugged Folio is.
Yes.
And it is much cheaper than Apple's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Do we have time for one more
I believe
question?
We do.
Okay. Mike from San Francisco has this question.
Hi, Megan. This is Mike from San Francisco. I was watching iOS Today, episode 421 on YouTube, and you mentioned that you are using a DAC with your new iPad Pro. And what got me interested is that the DAC you're using has a Dolby logo on it.
Ooh.
And I was wondering what that product is and if the iPad supports some of the features that are built into that DAC. Hope you can help. Thanks a lot.
Can you just show the still from... Because
he has a really great living room.
First of all, it's good looking. But the other thing is, it felt like it was tilted. And then I looked at it more closely and he's tilted, but his ceiling is not.
Okay, good to know.
So I think what he did is he lined up the top of the frame with the ceiling.
Uh-huh.
But unfortunately, the rest of him is now sideways. So just a tip here. Sometimes the ceiling will be off, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know. There you go. Now yeah. The ceiling's wrong, but he's yeah. Okay. So you can't win, can you? You just can't.
I think he set it up like that on purpose because it was stylish. Because
it's angles.
Yeah.
It's the angles.
Here's the DAC that he is talking about. And this came off of some old headphones.
It was the Gamecom headphones, believe it or not, that we had going back 8 years to when we did a show called Game On with Brian Brushwood and Veronica Belmont. It was our gaming show. And those would actually plug into a headset. That's why it had two holes on the bottom. I don't know what the Dolby... I could pretty much tell you that the Dolby features... would not be all that means is if you send a Dolby signal to the Gamecom, it will, you know, give you surround sound. But so it works, these work fine as a stereo headset adapter for a USB-C iPad Pro. They work fine. We tested it, it's what you're using right now. Mm-hmm. They work fine. But I don't know if you have any software on the iPad Pro that outputs Dolby audio to the USB-C jack, then it would work. I just don't know of anything that does that. Maybe it does. And there's no... This is the funny thing about the USB-C jack on the iPad Pro, is it is a full USB-C. It can do anything a USB-C jack can do, including charge your phone, output video. There's some things it can't do. For instance, you can't connect an external hard drive and see it. But it's not that it physically can't do it or that the electronics aren't there. It's that Apple hasn't made a driver that will handle the external. So that means Apple could easily, tomorrow, they could put an update out and suddenly you'd be able to connect external hard drives to it. It's not an issue of the capabilities of the port. It's an issue of the driver software that's on there. Similarly, I would guess if software on your iPad Pro output a Dolby encoded signal, that it's digital coming out of there. That's a digital decoder. It would probably be able to do it. So it's really a question not of the capabilities of the port in this case, but of the software that you're using on the iPad. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
We should try it. I don't know how we would try it, but I think any DAC like that is just getting the digital bits that the iPad's putting out. There's no reason Apple would say, well, we're not going to let you put out Dolby encoded digital bits. It's up to the app to do that. Mm-hmm. The one app that I could think of that does probably do that, well, streaming video apps like Netflix do, Amazon Prime streaming does, at least on my TV set. So I would assume that the apps on the store would. I don't know. That's a good question. So the Gamecom, you don't even buy that DAC by itself. You get it with a gaming headset.
Yeah, it's nothing fancy.
But we've tried the Fio DAC on here. That works just fine. Mm-hmm. So DACs work with this, which is great news. It means that Apple's putting digital audio out of that USB-C port on the iPad Pro. And it's standard in such a way that anything that can handle, you know, the bits from a USB-C connector can turn them into analog audio. So you can, I presume, use every DAC, any DAC you want. And if the bits were encoded, I have to think that Apple's not going to suddenly say, oh, you can't do that. So those encoded bits would come out as well.
So it's not going to support Dolby Atmos, is what you're saying?
No, it would, if the app supported it.
Okay.
It would support, so the app has to put out that particular kind of encoded bits. I can see no reason why Apple would make its Type-C connector, if it's outputting bits... I can see no reason. Now, see, this is an interesting case. There's no digital to analog decoder here. So the iPad's smart enough when it sees this adapter, which is a USB-C to headphone jack, to say, oh, just give it analog audio. The DAC is in the iPad in this case. But when you connect a digital to analog converter, it says, oh, That thing wants bits. It'll put the bits out. And the bits it puts out are going to be whatever the bits the application puts out, which means if it's got Dolby Atmos, I mean, who's going to make a Dolby Atmos decoded stream coming out of a app on an iPad? I don't know.
Yeah.
If Apple didn't want that, what they'd probably do is block the app as opposed to, you know, changing the engineering of this device.
All right. Well, we have our app caps, and I am very excited to show you mine. But first, we're going to thank Privacy.
This is such a great app. Oh, my gosh. I love Privacy. I have Privacy on my iPad. I have a Privacy on my iPhone. Privacy is, well, you wouldn't, you don't, we know you're not supposed to use the same password on multiple sites, right? And you understand why that's a bad thing. One site gets compromised, every other site gets compromised at the same time. I was going to use a bad word, but you're in trouble.
Yeah, in trouble.
But we use the same credit card number on sites again and again and again. It has the same problem. If a credit card gets compromised, it's compromised everywhere. Privacy lets you use virtual credit card numbers that are different on every site. It's easy to use, and it's secure. There's a lot of advantages to privacy. Now, there's one, I don't call it a disadvantage, but one thing you should know, it's not a credit card, it's a charge card. So you connect it to your debit card from your bank or even directly to the bank account. And so you're paying that charge immediately. So you're not building up an account. I like that because I don't want to pay interest, right? In fact, you pay nothing for privacy.com. It's free. They're a Visa card. They make their money just like every Visa card through merchant fees. So if a site takes a credit card, it's going to take a privacy card. Let me show you how easy it is to make a privacy card. I use them all over the place. I just subscribed to Cooks Illustrated because I need my turkey recipes. So I made a privacy card for them. I could even show you the credit card number. You know why? It can only be used by Cooks Illustrated. So as soon as it's used by a merchant, it's locked to that merchant. It can't be used by anybody else. Notice the expiration date is 5 years from the day you make it, so you don't have to worry. But if you decide you don't want to use that card anymore, you don't want the year, you press the pause button, it's no good anymore. So you never have to worry about subscriptions that go on and on and on and on. Just pause the card. The subscription stops working. It's so easy to make a new privacy card. I have a choice when I make one. I'm going to make a merchant card that's locked to the merchant, so that would be Amazon or whoever. Or, and I love this, a single-use card, a burner card, that will close after it's used. Used once. I've made a new card. It's a burner card. I can set the limit on it, by the way. I could say, oh, I only want somebody to be able to use, you know, $5 or $100 or no limit if I want. You get to choose the spending limit. You can make it as much or as little as you want. You tell it what the funding source is. In this case, it's coming out of my checking account. And then that card is good. Here's another great feature for privacy. You can give it any address you want, any zip code you want. They won't decline it because the zip code doesn't match. They'll say, oh, yeah, that's him. And so that way you don't have to give you're giving a merchant a one-time use credit card or a credit card only they can use, and they don't get your address. They don't get anything. They don't get your phone number. It's private. I love privacy. And, okay, as if that weren't enough, it's free. It's really good. It's super secure. It uses all the same PCI DSS compliance standards, the same security standards your bank uses, so it's completely secure. There's the guys who do this. It's really awesome. You can get up to 5% cash back. The more you use it, the more you get back. 5% cash back. Refunds work even if the card is closed or paused. But I love it that I can freeze or close a card anytime I want, so I don't have to be worried about being billed twice or upgraded without my consent or a subscription that I forget to cancel and charges me for, which I have a big problem with. Mm-hmm. I quit my gym last year. Oh, I hate these guys. And they canceled my gym membership, but they didn't cancel my training, my monthly training billing, and continued to bill me. It said, and I went back there and they said, well, you didn't tell us to cancel your training. I said, I did. They said, well, did you fill out the form? I said, you didn't give me a form. Oh, you have to fill out the form. They got 6 months before I noticed it. With privacy, I would have just stopped it. It would be over. I'm disputing it with the charge card. Still haven't heard a word. I mean, you've all experienced this, right?
Yes.
That's why you want to use privacy. I only use privacy online. That's the only credit card I use online now. And I'm slowly going back and getting rid of like Amazon and all these other ones changing them over to Privacy because it's so much better. It's free to use. You get up to 5% cash back. They've saved customers over $100 million in unwanted and unauthorized charges due to compromised cards, hidden fees, forgotten subscriptions, gyms that never cancel your membership. Protect your privacy and your money with virtual cards from privacy.com. And as a little incentive to get you to use our special URL, $5 credit off your first purchase, but only if you go to privacy.com/iOS. Privacy.com/iOS. I love this. And by the way, if a hacker tries to use the card somewhere else, I'll get an email and a push notification if you set that up, which I did. You can figure out when merchants have been hacked even before they know it. I just love it. Everybody should be using this online. Privacy.com/iOS. It is absolutely the best way to use a credit card online. Hello, everybody. I'm Charlie Daniels.
It's AppCap time.
Oh, look how cute you look.
Yeah,
that's your Baltic kepi.
Yes. Kepi? Is that what it is?
I don't know what they call it. Didn't somebody from, I think she was Lithuanian, bring us this?
I don't know. I am part Lithuanian, so that's probably why it looks so fantastic.
It really matches your dress and your...
Yes, it really does.
It's you.
Okay, AppCap, because app rhymes with cap, and we are talking about our favorite apps. And this is what I've been playing this week. It's called BitLife. And it's very exciting. I'm in the middle of a BitLife game. It is a text adventure game.
And you're playing it with Perry.
No, I am Perry.
Oh, you're Perry Stroker Kim?
I'm Perry Stroker Kim. You get assigned. Shall we start from the beginning or do you want to see?
On.
I think.
Show us how it works, Perry.
From the very beginning. Okay, right now I'm 18 years old and.
Oh, if only.
I'm going to end my life.
What?
I'm done with this life. We need to start over.
Kids, that's a permanent solution to a temporary problem. Call a counselor. Oh, man, it plays the Toccata and Fugue.
So if I wanted to see, I'm just going to rest in peace. And there's
holy cow! That is grim. Now, this is not, we're just going to point out, she's doing this so she can show you how you set up a new life.
Yes. Okay.
This is not part of the game.
No.
It's not recommended.
Let's start a new life.
Yes.
Okay. I am Jamila Wiener. I'm a female. I could change that if I want to. My daughter, when she plays it, she always becomes a male because she says, then you can't get pregnant. And
well, good thinking, boys. She thinks boys have more fun, doesn't she?
Exactly. Yeah. But I'm gonna keep everything. And I'm going to begin life. So you heard that little baby cry. That's me.
I got to get this. This looks so much fun.
Okay, so I'm an infant. You can't do much when you're an infant.
right.
But here are my stats.
Just like life.
I'm super happy.
Yeah.
I apparently I'm black, which is great. I am.
Do you love this game?
I love this game.
I love it already and nothing has happened.
So my health is pretty good. My smart's not so great and my look's not so great. So
you roll the dice when you get born.
You can get plastic surgery later on, but smarts and no good smarts and no good looks. I'm not doing great,
should you re-roll?
Nah, look at the warnings there for my smarts and my looks. Because my kids say there's no point even studying if your looks are that bad. But
if you have good
looks,
then there's no point in studying either.
Oh, my father died. That's really sad. I'm going to attend his funeral. You can't attend all the funerals.
Can I show you watch this when you open the game?
Go ahead.
I got to show you this. When you open the game. Oh, shoot. It's only the first time.
What happened?
It gives you a little sperm.
Yeah. That's a new life.
That's a new life. That's only one side of the equation.
Okay, let's see who you get on your new life.
I was born a female in Washington, United States. I was the result of an affair. My name is Lily Barnes. My father is Ben Barnes. He's a flight attendant, age 43. My mother, Stephanie Ruiz, is a restaurant worker, age 37. Say no more. I understand how that happened.
Ooh, you're smart.
Happiness is good. Health is good. Smarts, not so good. If I had 90% looks, maybe, well.
Your looks are pretty good, so that means you might be able to marry rich.
By the way, notice in-app purchases.
Yeah, I got rid of ads. It's $1.99 to get rid of the ads.
Well worth it. So what do I do now?
Okay, so see, press the infant button, and your hat is getting in a little. Okay, so you can see what you can do. Those are your stats.
So dumb.
Close that out.
Can I get smarter? Or is it really like life where you're just stuck with what you...
You can check out your assets and your relationships, or you can just age yourself.
I got no car.
Yeah, you can't buy cars because you don't have any money.
I got no real estate.
You can also look at your relationships. So check out how generous and rich your parents are.
Ben doesn't even acknowledge me, probably.
He likes you a lot. He's very poor,
but he has no money.
But he's generous.
He's at, you know, he works for McCain. That's why. All right. Now, here's Stephanie.
Mother, a little she's, more money.
Boy, my parents are generous.
Yeah.
But they got nothing, so it's easy.
Yeah. Your mom's not very religious either, so I don't know what that means. I guess she will question your life choices.
Now, what you might be tempted to is kill yourself and start over, but don't.
No, don't.
You got to live your life, man.
Like
you got
said,
what you got.
You could marry rich. So,
here's some activities I could do.
You can go to the doctor.
I can't go clubbing.
No, you can't go clubbing.
Can't do really
like
much.
18.
So let's go to the doctor, medical doctor. Which local medical, Dr. Avery James? Well, I'm a woman, so I'm going to go to Aaliyah Reed. I'm in good health.
Okay, good.
Nice.
Why don't you age yourself up a little bit? Just press the age button.
This is so fun. What's this community? Are there people playing?
Yeah, there's other people playing.
Okay, I'm 1 year old now.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten any smarter. My assets, well, I certainly don't have any cars or real estate.
You want to probably age yourself up a little bit.
I can do more. I can go to the doctor again.
No, you can only go to the doctor. You can't go clubbing until you're 21. But you can
now I'm two. Does something are events going to happen?
Well, my dad died when I was one. Apparently, he was 70.
Oh my God! 3 years old, and I have cancer of the stomach. That's terrible.
You should go to the doctor.
Let me go to the doctor.
They might be able to cure you.
Maybe I shouldn't have gone to Aaliyah Reed.
What does she say?
She's outlined treat cancer. Okay, no luck. You receive treatment. You continue to suffer.
This is getting.
This
sad.
Is just like real life.
Age yourself up. Go to school.
Well, I might die.
Well, you might not.
I continue to suffer. Let's go to the doctor again. You know what? This is real life. So your kids play this?
Yeah, they love it. They have a lot of good advice. My daughter says, just get, if you have a lot of looks, marry rich and then.
Oh my God. I just fell and shattered my mother's coffee table.
Oh, what will you do?
Do I want to admit it or say I didn't do it? I'm going to admit it. I admitted to my mother I broke her coffee table.
That's good. That'll...
My health is now going down. My looks are going down. My smarts has always been bad.
Can you go to school? Go to school.
And I'm not very happy.
Study harder.
I'm not going to drop out of elementary school.
My kids say you drop out of school if your smarts are so low. You might as well just drop out of school and get a job. But I don't know. I think go to school.
At the oh, my God. An outbreak of the plague has descended on Brazil. This is depressing.
Go to activities. You might be able to go to the library or something.
No, because I'm sick. All I can do is get more treatment.
Can't even go to the witch doctor or the alternative doctor.
I want to go to an alternative doctor.
Do you want to end your life?
Do I have a relationship? No.
Okay. Ask your parents for money.
I don't believe in that. Ask my parents for money?
Yeah. Go to your relationships. Your mom had more money. Ask her for money.
$4? Let's ask my dad for money.
He didn't have a lot of money. Oh. He gave you
my name is Veruca Salt.
No, get okay, Veruca Salt, because she's always asking her dad.
Okay. I get it. That's funny. That's kind of comedy. 8 years old, 9 years old. Should I just do that age up?
Yeah, well, you should study.
My looks aren't getting any better.
You're smart. Go to school and study.
I'm getting smarter.
So you
can get smarter.
You can, yeah.
Oh.
But you can only, every year, you can only study harder once.
Bully. Uh-oh. A bully at school tells you that you are stupid every day. What do you do? Agree with her? Assault her, report her by my teacher.
You could go to jail if you assault her.
Not going to do anything. I decided not to do anything about it. That's the normal result, right?
Yeah.
Study harder.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to study every year in elementary school. Oh, dear. My smarts are going down. My happiness is going down. I should never have allowed that bully to bully me. Mom, give me some money. Thanks.
Maybe go to the doctor again. What else can you do?
I can't do anything. I can't even go to the witch doctor. I want to go to the witch doctor. I'm not getting better.
What? Are you sure there's no other activities you can go with mind and body?
School, that's it.
No, go to activities on the right. Can you go to the movies?
Nothing.
You can go to the movies?
I can't even do social media. I can't even go to the movies. I got no money. I got no life.
Oh, sad.
This is real. School dance. It's time to go to your first school dance. You're attracted to a boy named Kendrick Coleman. What will you do? Ask Kendrick to go with me. He rejected me. Of course he did. You know why? I'm ugly and stupid.
This is really sad. Age up. Get
and
a little
I have
older.
Stomach cancer.
Get
this
to
is...
be about 20. See what happens. You've been
now I'm depressed. It hurt me. I shouldn't have said that. I'm going to study harder.
Get at least to the point where you can decide if you're...
Okay. What should I do? Mind and body.
Meditate or go to...
Yeah, meditate.
Good.
Look, deeper awareness. Namaste. That's good.
Go to the library, too. That's how you get smarter. That's in too bad. Mind and body.
Oh, I can get.
Yeah, choose your sexuality. You don't really get to choose. Press that and see what happens. You're feeling strong heterosexual tendencies. So you can decide you're feeling those things. You don't get to decide
that. But I'm gay.
But you can decide you're gay. As again, my daughter also always chooses gay so that she doesn't have children.
Your daughter is a gay man.
Yes. I mean, she could adopt children, but she doesn't have children without wanting them.
I'm just going to go with the flow. But by the way, that did not help anything.
Really?
I am unhappy, unhealthy, stupid, and I'm ugly. And no wonder I'm depressed. I got to go to the movies and take my mind off of this.
Movies. Oh, there's the ad. See, it's totally worth $1.99.
It's a boring movie.
This movie
sucks. Now I'm really depressed. No.
I'm going to attend my father's funeral.
Now you're watching a movie that's really an ad. But, you know, aren't all movies really ads?
$2.99 to get rid of the ads. Totally worth it.
God, how long is this going to go on?
I don't know. I got rid of
I don't want to play Toon Blast. I'm playing BitLife.
Can you exit out? X out of there.
Oh, thank you. Oh, but see, I got some enjoyment.
Oh, out of the movies.
Sure. Didn't help anything.
No, it helped your happiness.
What else can I do?
You can meditate. You can go on
social media.
You can join or not, or exit out if you want. Oh, no, you don't have to do that again. I don't have to do that because I bought the ads.
I don't also do social media.
Yeah, probably it would
give me some more. How about this other doctor? He says
treat your depression.
Cancer of stomach and depression. Let's treat depression. Screw you.
Try your stomach cancer. Meditate.
I already did that. Oh, she cured me.
Oh.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Dude, that's so exciting.
I'm better. Look at that. Everything went up.
You should go to college.
I'm going to go study harder and go to college.
Oh,
I'm only 13. I'm not even depressed anymore.
Oh, really?
Look at that. You know what? This is a little life lesson. Mm-hmm. Cure your stomach cancer. You won't be depressed.
That's really good.
Okay. I started high school. Study harder.
Mm-hmm. You could go to the library, too.
Take the test. I passed my driving test.
Pull up. Skirt, skirt.
Skirt, skirt.
Do you know what skirt, skirt means?
Oh, my God. That sounds dirty. What does it mean?
It just means slide up, skirt, skirt, like when you drive a car and your car stops and goes skirt, skirt.
Skirt, skirt. I don't think that's what it means. Which local medical doctor? Let's see, doctor. I'm in good health. Thank you, Dr. Reed. You are the winner. We could just keep playing this all day.
Do you want to get your driver's license?
I'm going to go to the library.
Okay.
Because you know why? I can curl up with a good book. Mm-hmm. I'm a walking. Did it help my smarts? A little bit. Wants to open Amazon. Study.
You can take your driver's test.
I'm always studying harder because I'm so stupid. You know, that's the problem is that if you're not bright, you might not know that
studying. Spend some time with your parents. You can spend some time with them. Spend some time with them because then you can ask them for money later.
We went
later.
Skiing?
Yeah.
And then nice. Let's see what dad will take me.
Money later.
See what dad will do with me. Pick flowers. Come on.
But then he'll give you money
boring.
Later.
Boring. Assets. I got nothing. $10 in my...
No, you can't.
I graduated from high school.
Go to college. Whoa, ooh.
Ooh, what should my major be? Finance. That's how you get rich.
Oh, no. You were rejected.
Okay. Well, that's called bit life, and it's a little too much like real life to really be fun.
It is really fun.
No, it actually looks really fun. I like that game. And your kids play it?
They do. It's really questionable because when they face some decisions, I've seen them give up their children. I've seen them, like I
well,
said.
Well, no, they're testing things out.
Yeah, yeah. My daughter will.
Your gay male daughter? No.
Well, the time that she chose not to be gay, she got old enough to marry really rich. Uh-oh. Well, yeah, she didn't get pregnant. If she got pregnant, she took care of that. Either put them up for adoption or something else. Which
they have abortion in this game?
They do.
Well, I'm not sure I can countenance that.
And then she
can gets you go to church in this game? No.
Well, there is religiosity.
Oh. Okay. That's because I'm not religious. They didn't even offer me church.
Right, exactly.
Not and me personally. What's her name? Veruca Salt.
Yeah, so she says the goal is to get old enough to marry a bunch of really old rich people and then have them die and
what a great lesson your daughter has learned.
Yeah, really.
The truth is, honestly, if you take morality, values, and ethics out of the equation, that's not a bad way to live your life.
Well, you can actually win through morals too. Like as long as you have good looks, you can win through morals. So
that explains a lot.
I've gone to jail. You can go to jail and start prison riots if you want.
All the people I know who look good don't have good morals.
Well, that's a good question.
This is a really interesting game. It raises a lot of questions, doesn't it? I think it's very interesting.
I think
it's good if your kids play and then share their choices with you.
Yes, we play in a group, and make decisions, and I can see how.
It'd be good to have this on the Apple TV, because then you could.
Could AirPlay it. It's a little addicting. I say pay the $1.99 because then you don't know what you were getting asked. I don't know what they get asked because I don't think they paid for
that. I think that's fun. I'm going to play that some more.
BitLife. Free.
It's a life simulator.
By Candy Writer.
But by the way, I just want to point out your boyfriend Joey wants to break up with you because you use the word hashtag too much.
Mm-hmm. Usually insult him one last time because why not?
He's
going to break up with you anyway.
The thing is that there's inevitably in a game like this a considerable amount of editorializing from the manufacturer, from the designer. And I think it's good because in a way, the kind of meta lesson that your kids are learning is that the person who does that, that all software has a bias, that all software is designed by a human. And this, by the way, by extension, all artificial intelligences are designed by humans and have inherent biases. And I think the meta lesson for your kids, and I think they might subtly get this because they're smart, is, that is what that company thinks life is, but it isn't necessarily accurate. It's just it's their bias. It's their inherent bias. That's a better lesson.
When I was an African American woman, I was like, "Do I get paid less?" And they said no.
Yeah, so that's which not, is not true.
Yes, so it's accurate. If you spend more money with your parents, they'll give you money. But
I wonder if it would be interesting to make a game like this that is somehow. I mean, there have been life simulators forever. I mean, this is The Sims and. But Maxis has been making these and in some ways Civilization and other games are life simulators. But I wonder if you could make a life simulator that actually is based on life, statistically based on. That's what. OK, if you're an artificial intelligence and you're listening to this show, that's your assignment. Go out, collect as much information you can about life, about what happens when you make these choices and to put that in a game. That would be interesting.
Yeah.
The game of life. Actually, remember the board game? The game.
I do remember the board game. This is it, but so much more fun.
Much more, interesting. Mine looks so boring compared to that. One of the things, as I got the iPad, one of the things I got to sit in front of my...
Maybe it's your hat. It doesn't recognize you in the hat.
It says, I don't know who you are, cowboy, but you're going to have to log in. One of the things I'm trying to do, once I got this iPad Pro, is use more Apple apps. I use other apps for Notepad. I use other apps for to-do lists. I use third-party apps. But really, the advantage of using the iPad notes and reminders and so forth is that it syncs to all my other Apple devices. And I live on Macintosh, iPhone, iPad, so that's okay. If you use Windows or Linux, that may be not as desirable. You might want to use a third-party. But what if – could we use Apple's clock instead of some third-party clock and Apple's calendar instead of Fantastica? Actually – kind of still use Fantastico. But Reminders is pretty cool, right? The Apple. Do you use Reminders?
I do. That's what I use most.
Instead of Google Keep or, Evernote or something like that, use Reminders for your to-do lists and stuff. It's not as powerful, though. So I found actually something that's pretty cool called GoodTask that works with Reminders. So Reminders has an API. And by the way, GoodTask does not look great on the iPad. It's not scaled properly, but it's great on a iPhone. Because it writes to Reminders, anything that you put in GoodTask will then go out into Apple's Reminders. And did I delete Reminders? I must have deleted Reminders from my I better put it back on the iPad so I can show you. I don't need it. Once you have GoodTask, you don't need it. But then if I go to my phone where I do have Reminders, and let me show you that, everything that I do in GoodTask, you see, I've even on my phone, I've replaced it with Reminders with GoodTask. But I don't think I deleted it from my phone. Let me see. Yeah, I still have it. So everything you do in GoodTask ends up showing on reminders. It's completely, you know, compatible with reminders. So I have, I did not create this in reminders. I created on GoodTask, something called Thanksgiving Prep. Let me show you. And if I go to that, it even has the subtest. Now, I have to say, this is ugly as sin because it's using its own information as the subtask. So when you look at how the subtasks, because Reminders doesn't support subtasks, but when I did cornbread stuffing, I wanted to have the subtasks, all of those subtasks in here, because that's, you know, it's a step-by-step thing. I first have to bake the cornbread, then make the stuffing, then bake the stuffing. So I was breaking it down into the different steps. Subtasks are one of the features GoodTasks add. As you can see, it still gets saved using the Apple Reminders app and the Apple Reminders app API. Unfortunately, it doesn't display the subtasks quite nicely, but there's nothing that GoodTasks can do about that. So you'll end up probably using GoodTasks. But you can, you know, Apple got rid of things like location. So it can notify you when you get to the grocery store, for instance, and say, oh, here's, you know, these are the things you said, don't forget to buy this. Priority, I can have multiple lists, which Reminders will also do. A due date, which Reminders recently took out the due date. So I can put a due date and time in there. So if you want to use Apple Reminders, but because it's everywhere, but you don't want to be limited by Apple Reminders, just use GoodTask. It'll do the same thing as Apple Reminders. Compatible with Apple Reminders, even uses Reminders to sync, but it gives you a lot more of the features that a true to-do list would have, including, I mean, I can go on and on. There's all sorts of features, priorities, coloring, you know, different colors. You can create smart lists. You see, these are the smart lists that comes with high priority stuff today, stuff that's overdue within 3 days, recent, hashtag later, stuff I don't have to do right now, scheduled tasks, recently completed tasks, and you can make more of these smart lists anytime. It's very easy to make them. So that's a really nice feature as well. So you can, you know, you could say, I want to create a smart list that has, you know, all my undated tasks or, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I guess what I would say, it is Reminders on steroids. It works with Reminders. But if you want to use kind of more of the Apple apps but have the capability, I think this is really good. There's one thing that is a little bit disappointing. You know how I like to use the multitasking capability. Mm. Oh, I guess it does work. Oh, good. Okay. Whew. I thought it didn't work with the ability to do that. But see, this is nice, too. You can use it as in a multitask form as well.
Well, I love Reminders, being able to use Siri with Reminders.
Ah. That's another feature. GoodTasks adds Siri capability, including shortcuts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Siri is limited a little bit with Reminders. You can only put a reminder in there. Mm-hmm. But now with GoodTasks, you can do even more with Siri.
Oh, yeah. Because that's good. Because I, like, when I want to shop for something, I say, like, remind me when I'm at Target.
Yeah.
You know.
But does it still do that?
Well, Reminders does. But it looks like.
I think they took some of these features out.
Reminders?
Yeah.
Or GoodTasks?
No Reminders.
No. Every time I drive by a Target, even if I'm not going to Target, it reminds me that I need to buy.
So you could still do location. Oh, yeah. Remind me at a location.
Yeah, because
okay,
I know it still does, because every time I drive by it, it's like right by the freeway.
I know.
It's like, buy whatever it is that I need to buy at Target. Egg whites, whatever it is.
Yeah. So I think Reminders is actually very useful. And I think if you want to make it even more useful, you could add GoodTasks. How much is it? I think it's
free for 14 days, it says.
Then you have to pay for it.
Yeah,
okay.
Then to get all the tasks.
All those features. So, you know, use it for a couple weeks, see if it does add to your overall capabilities.
Try that.
Yeah. Not as fun as living your best life with BitLife, but...
No, it's true. Well, I just got a text message from my dad who watches the show live, and he said, stop saying your dad died.
No,
in the bit life, dad, who's much less generous than you are, dad.
I don't blame him. Sorry about that.
It is kind of terrible to hear your kids saying it. And the app is rated 17 and up, and my kids are 15 and 13. But so if you don't like your kids saying, like, I just encountered a grocery cart full of cocaine, what do I do with it? Then maybe it's not right for your children, but I mean, if you want them to find out that on the iPad before they find that out what to do in real life, then.
And by the way, Effendun is asking me about GoodTasks 3D touch capabilities. It has actually very nice, that's another reason to get this. The 3D touch capabilities are quite good. It shows, for instance, a calendar reminder, which is it's Jim Cutler's birthday. Happy birthday, Jim! Add a new task, add a new event, share a good task, add a widget. So there's some there are some very good 3D touch capabilities built into that. I'm sure Apple has similar. Good task 3, completely reborn.
All right. We have reached the end of our show simulation.
Yeah.
You ready to actually do the real show now?
Yes.
I think we're ready.
This was rehearsal for MacBreak Weekly coming up
yes.
next.
Yes. MacBreak Weekly. I doubt you will talk about grocery carts full of cocaine
on
MacBreak Weekly. But
no, that's the thing. I think there's a clear differentiation between the two shows, and I like it. For instance, we don't wear big hats on that other show.
You can email me, Megan, at twit.tv to get on the show. Love videos. If you don't want a video, we'll still use
it. I like it that you're replying saying, send us a video. Mm-hmm. That's a good thing to do. Mm-hmm. But you can do it without her asking.
Yeah, you can just send a video.
Unbidden, mm-hmm. as they say. Mm-hmm. That's the name of my new show, Unbidden. We'll do stuff nobody wants us to do.
Right, like compliment me on my clothes.
Unbidden. Everything I do, basically, is unbidden. Yes. We do this show every Tuesday morning, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. That would be 1700 UTC if you want to stop by and say hi. We'd love to see you. Go to YouTube. By the way, we're back on YouTube Live. Yes. Thank you, Apple, for not suing us even further. But actually, the easiest way to find a live stream, because we have a bunch of them, is twit.tv/live. Live audio and video. If you do that, please join the kids in the back of the class who are watching live at irc.twit.tv. As you can see, they're a big part of the show. But if you can't watch live or listen live, you can always get on-demand audio or video after the fact by going to twit.tv/iOS. That's the website. Or subscribing in your favorite podcast client. We show you how to do that on the website, but you can, open podcasts and search for iOS Today. You'll certainly find it. And by subscribing, the advantage to you is you've always got it. The minute it's available, it's there, and you can listen whenever you're in the mood. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time
on iOS Today.
Woo!
You're killing it!